This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 275 for Friday, February 18th. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Friday morning in light volumes of trading that has been choppy at times. The March canola contract loses $3.80 at $1,005 per ton. The May contract drops $3.70 at $999 per ton. Support is coming from increasing gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, pressure on edible oils is coming from a downturn in global crude oil prices. The Canadian dollar is down a pinch on Friday morning, with the loonie at 78.72 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.77. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending February 13th are nearly 278,000 tons, up 31% from the previous week. At 67,400 tons, canola exports tumble 59%, while domestic usage improves 6.8% at just over 159,000 tons. An Alberta clipper is making its way across Saskatchewan and Manitoba today, and it's likely to generate blizzard conditions. A storm system will move across the United States southern plains over the next few days, bringing much-needed moisture to a very dry region. And there's a chance for light rain in Argentina next week as its corn and soybean crops struggle with drought. The U.S. and Russia will meet again for another round of talks over the border crisis with Ukraine. The U.S. continues to assert that Russian forces are building up and an invasion of Ukraine will start at any moment. Conversely, Russia says it's pulling troops back from the border and repeating its claim of not wanting to invade Ukraine. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 198,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The March contract gains a dime at $16.02 per bushel. March soy oil rises almost 0.4 of a cent at 67.19 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $2 at $4.5120 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The March contract increases a nickel at $6.55 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the March contract unchanged at $7.15. The U.S. wheat complex is also on the rise, with Chicago March up 5.5 cents at $8.03.5. Kansas City March advances 11 cents at $8.34. And Minneapolis March is up 4 cents at $9.61. The markets in Canada and the U.S. will be closed during the day on Monday for respective holidays. They will reopen that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.